Now, more important matters for you now as well. Culture journalist Jen Gannon, good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome. Jen, troubling me is a strong word for it, but I've been thinking for a while now, it's been on my mind. Harry Styles needs to get back out there. Like, it's 4 years since his last album, 2.5 years since the tour ended. Like, the world moves fast these days. The kids move on, people grow up. He could get left behind. So I can relax. He's back-ish. He's been hinting and breadcrumbing a return for a while now, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he heard your pleas. The bat signal went out. So Benson Boone, pack up your jumpsuit. You're no longer required. Harry Styles is back. So his album is set for release on March 6th. It's entitled Kiss All The Time, Disco Occasionally, which is a bit of a mouthful, but if you're a fan of punctuation, he's got you covered there. So this, he had fans in a tizzy because for the past couple of weeks, it's been a bit like those Easter eggs that Taylor Swift, his ex, loves to do. So I think if you're a pop fan or if you're a pop star these days, you have to act like the Zodiac Killer and you have to do these cryptic clues for the fans. So he hinted at this comeback. He put up a YouTube video entitled Forever, Forever. It was a clip of him at his final gig singing a song to his fans, and it was 8 minutes of footage of the fans. Then these billboards started appearing in New York, Manchester, Sao Paulo, Berlin, and they had the message "We belong together" superimposed over crowd shots of the tour. And then you could click, you get a website, you got a QR code on those posters, and when you got into that, you clicked into that, there was a WhatsApp group called HSHQ, so Harry Styles Headquarters. And then last Thursday he dropped the album title and a photo on his Instagram. So it's full steam ahead for Harry Styles. This is happening, which people are delighted about, and I have to say I would be one of them, because I think with male pop stars, he's somebody that is actually, you can be excited about his output.
Is he the last great male pop star?
I mean, at this very moment, I think. Because when you think about it, I love someone like Lewis Capaldi. I love his personality. I would go to see a Lewis Capaldi stand-up show rather than actually go to a Lewis Capaldi gig, because that humour that he has does not transfer into his songs. Then you have the dominance of Ed Sheeran for the past 20 years, who has written songs of Harry Styles, but I just think his background music, there's nothing very visually arresting or exciting about him. He hasn't got that whole package. And then someone like The Weeknd, he has great songs, but he doesn't want to be a pop star, whereas Harry Styles has that lineage. And he's arty, whereas Harry appeals to a lot of people, a lot of different separate groups that kind of can get on board with him, and he's amassed these fans over the years. It's not just One Direction heads anymore. It's everyone. A lot of people have a lot of time for Harry Styles. A lot of cool kids, someone like FKA Twigs, like he kind of slots himself in with very different worlds.
Venn diagram
of pop, he's all over it.
There's a kind of a big confidence as well these days in not releasing any music for 4 years. It's kind of a power move saying, like, I'm around for the long haul, I'm a substantial artist, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I can take a break. The world can move on, but I'll still be there. And I think that's a cool move. It's one of those, I'm going off the grid a little bit. But he did and he didn't. He was popping up all over the place for the past 4 years.
Yeah, what has he been up to?
Really strange things. Like, he became like this pop zealot. You saw him at the Pope. He was there when the new Pope was announced in Rome for some reason. I guess he was just there and went along, riding around on line bikes in London. Then he was in, I think it was Malahide. He was at a wedding in Meath and turned up like just getting coffee in Malahide in September, sending people into a tailspin to get there quickly. They weren't quick enough, obviously. But then he's been doing marathons. He's turned into one of those marathon lads. I mean, I get it. He's kind of on the cusp millennial, so the time was right for him to do that. So he entered the Tokyo Marathon and then Berlin, and he did really well in Berlin. It was like 2 hours 59 minutes, which is no mean feat. Like,
it's funny, all those things sound intrinsically cool when Harry Styles does them. It's amazing.
Also,
like, it's like it's curated. Like,
it is. It's because he's, you know, he's going around with his tote bag and his little moustache. It is a bit performative male, definitely. But he also has a very cool new girlfriend, the coolest Nepo baby, Zoe Kravitz. So he's been stepping out with her a lot and keeping it low key, though, it would seem. It's not, he's learned from the Olivia Wilde time of the craziness of the press, and he's kind of trying to keep that under wraps a little bit more, which I think is clever. He's so clever. He's one of the best curated kind of pop star, like you're saying.
Totally. Yeah. Like, even the what was it called, Love on Tour, like, the package there was so slick. Bit good causes, a little bit of politics, the right kind of politics, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, and also it was like post-COVID. So it's the first big post-COVID tour from 2021 to 2023. It went on, and it was the first tour that you saw on TikTok, unraveling on TikTok.
Okay, was it? Yeah.
This was
so that was the start of all that.
Yeah, it was way, like, before the Eras tour, you had Love On tour, and it was had this message of positivity, treat people with kindness, which kind of sounds a little bit Sunday school for some people, but it was a lovely message to put out there to his dedicated fans that he was saying, you're important, positivity, let's all meet together and have this great time in unity, which was brilliant, and did support a lot of causes. He did give money to, you know, anti-gun stuff in America at the time when there was a school shooting. He had a lot of stuff about Roe v. Wade. I remember him taking up a sign saying, you know, my body, my choice, and putting it on the stage. He may not have been saying these things out loud himself, but he was letting his fans do the talking, which is very clever.
He's good. Very clever. So look, I was hoping we might get a song this week, but we didn't. So we haven't a huge amount to go on. We have, there's a snatch of singing, I think, on one of those WhatsApp messages. We have the visual aesthetic of the album cover, I guess. What do you think the next era of Harry Styles looks like?
I'm hoping it's get out of Harry's house and get onto the dance floor. Yeah. And it's more about, you know, unifying community yet again, but meeting each other on the dance floor. I mean, we did, after he did that marathon, he went straight to Berghain for a bit of light raving after his run. So
this
that
is the legendary Berlin.
Exactly. So, I mean, that would kind of dance club point to the fact that maybe he's going into a kind of dancier direction, which would be great fun. And I think that's what pop music needs right now, especially from men. We're sick of men singing like, you know, they're a soundtrack to an insurance ad. We don't want that. We want something exciting and
you
fun.
Should be managing these people's careers. You know what the next move is, like always. And it is, it's just finally, briefly, it's a critical juncture for him, isn't it?
Because it is.
I guess he either cements his place in the firmament with this, or he's a one-trick pony.
Exactly. He won a Grammy, you know, for Harry's House, so best album. So he really needs to push it to the next level to be seen as somebody that we can take seriously and someone who has that mass appeal, and more importantly, and to unify the different, the disparate kind of pop fans and the adults that are maybe unsure, and the straight men. The straight men need to get on board with Harry Styles, so maybe they will this time.
Jen, the straight men are on board. The centrist dads are even on board. Jen Gannon, I know, have all my talking points and hot takes that I need for the return of Harry Styles. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.